Hey friends, I want to talk about something today that I think most of us can relate with. Have you ever been praying to God and before you know it, you have gone down such a bunny trail of distraction that you don't even remember what got you started in it? And then you find yourself apologizing to God that you got distracted and you start walking yourself back through the things that you prayed to figure out how you got so distracted. I think we've all done that if we're honest. And I just want to give you a few ideas today about dealing with distracted prayer. Okay, so about 15 years ago, I was really struggling with focused prayer. And this has happened off and on throughout my entire walk with Christ. But one of the things that I discovered years ago is that when I'm walking and when I'm talking out loud, my prayers are far more focused. So the house we lived in at the time, I made a goal. I had just put new carpet in, and I made a goal that I would wear out the carpet in that basement from walking back and forth each day and talking with God. I wish I could tell you that I was successful in that. We moved before I got a chance to wear out the carpet, but that's one thing that seemed to really help me. Now we live out in the country and I can go outside and walk. Oftentimes though, I have some of my most focused prayer while I'm in the shower. I'm in there all alone and the water's on and I make myself take some deep breaths and I just talk to God. Maybe that's something that you can try if you don't do it already. Or maybe when you're driving in your car, it's so easy just to have the radio on or your music playing over your stereo system in your car. Maybe it's time to, when you're driving each day, to just say, I'm going to spend this time in prayer, and to turn off your radio and to use that time talking to God. For some of us, we tend to fall asleep when we're praying. So our distraction is actually our tiredness. And I want to challenge you, if you listen to this at night, notice I say good morning, because I really want to encourage you to start your day reaching out to God. One of the things that tends to help me is if I sit in a chair that's not too comfortable, that helps me. When I sit at my desk, it helps me. Sometimes when I just stand up, I can focus in prayer. Sometimes people use a pen and paper sitting beside them to jot down their distractions as they think of them when they're praying so that they can come back to them when they're done praying. Maybe that's something you need to try. Or journaling your prayers. There's a British theologian, Herbert McCabe, that said this. He said, people on sinking ships never complain of distractions during prayer. And I think one of the things that this makes me realize is that my prayers need to be prayed sincerely and urgently, as if I was on a sinking ship, reaching out to God. Let's pray about distraction in our prayer today. And I want to encourage you to try to stay focused during this time. Let's pray. God, thank you so much that you're such a forgiving, grace-filled God. And Lord, as I go through the day today, as I remember to pray consistently and continually throughout the day, I just pray, Lord, that you would remove distractions. Father, when I sit down to read your word, when I sit down to pray, may I, Father, do it as if I'm on a sinking ship, calling out to you, Father, knowing that you're hearing my prayers. Lord, would you help us to find ways that keep us from being distracted, whether it's walking, whether it's writing down distractions, writing down our prayers. Father, I want to focus on you. Lord, I thank you so much that you give me chance after chance in this, and that you're not up in heaven with your heavenly fly swatter ready to smack us down when we get distracted praying. Thank you for picking us up and dusting us off in this area. And Father, may we focus on prayer throughout today with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.